Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 17th of August, 2021. I am so glad you are here with me today because you are getting to also enjoy both of my guests with me today. I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
I'm okay. And part of why I'm doing okay is because like my morning didn't get off to a great start, but it's better now because I am also here with Jeff Gamet. Hi, Jeff.
Kelly. It is just so awesome to get to hang out with you.
Oh, that's so nice. So it's the Jeff Show over here at TDO today. And I would like to start with one of two. And we're going to talk about some executive changes that have been happening over at Apple. We've had a little bit of turnover in the last little while. And you're here to step us through it.
Yeah. So... just some background, you know, Apple is very well known for hiring people that worked at other places. Mm-hmm. And now it's seeing some of those people leave to go to still other places.
Okay.
We've seen, and Mark Gurman talked about this in one of his Power On newsletters. Mm-hmm. Apple is seeing a mass exodus, or as he describes it, from the iCloud, health, and AI teams.
Okay.
Emily Fox was leading the health AI efforts at Apple.
Okay.
You know, letting the Apple health tools kind of learn from what you're doing and how they can better serve you.
Mm-hmm.
She is actually going to Stanford. She's accepted a professorship.
Oh, okay.
At Stanford, I believe in statistics, if I remember right.
Okay.
And she starts there in September. So I think she may still be working for Apple, but her days are limited.
But it's definitely in a limited capacity at this point, at a minimum. So
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's getting prepared for.
Sure.
Her roles at Stanford. Ruslan Meschenberg.
Mm-hmm.
He was originally at Netflix. Apple hired him on to oversee the cloud infrastructure stuff. And now he has gone to Google. He actually left last month, I believe. And he's now a VP of Core Stability Reliability.
Okay.
Core site reliability engineering at Google.
Okay.
I guess there are others that are in the process of leaving, but we don't have names,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it's, some people say this is because of Apple saying, hey, everybody come back to the office.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be a part of it, except that Apple has pushed back that mandate now.
Yeah.
And so it's not going to happen anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think it just might be the nature of the business, you know. In my parents' days, at least, when you started a career, you stayed at the same company pretty much until you retired.
Mm-hmm.
And people just aren't doing that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, over the past few years, Apple has brought in a bunch of different engineers. They've done their jobs, and now they're looking for a little more upward mobility, and it's mm-hmm. just the natural life cycle of what's called human capital.
Well, and particularly, you know, in technology, we do see turnover all the time. Like, I'm sure that names that we do not know are leaving Apple and going to Google, or leaving Google and coming to Apple, or going to Facebook, yep. or going to Twitter, or going to Netflix, or streaming services. So
it's like a shell game with people.
It is.
You know, move them around and see where they end up.
Yeah. And there's, you know, a lot of that happens, particularly when you have a number of companies that all kind of do something in related fields that are all very yep. close together. So if I could get a server engineering job at Apple I could also get a server engineering job at Google or Twitter or any of the loads of other places where you connect to their servers. So
Right. It
makes sense. You know, like I said, there's probably a lot of other people who are doing the same sort of laps through Silicon Valley. Like, you see this in a lot of other fields. So
It's
not particularly surprising. There were a couple of others, though, that were sort of notable in that at least a couple of them are names that we recognize. So the first is Kevin Lynch, who we may or may not see this fall.
He's still at Apple.
Yes, but we may or may not see him at the in the iPhone event, because we used to see him
right. In
the iPhone event regularly, because he was the head of the iPhone team. And he is no longer the head of the iPhone team.
What's he doing now?
Well, he's still at Apple, but word on the street is that now he works on the car, on the Apple Car project. We haven't heard anything definitive, of course. But like, it used to be that when the new version of watchOS came out, he was the guy that came out. He's pretty low key, and he comes out and says, like, this is what's happening with the watch. Here's what it's going to be. It's all pretty great. Mm-hmm. He's that guy. And
the kids today would say that he's chill.
Yes, he's super chill. So he would come out and say, here's what's coming in the next version of watchOS. We don't know if we're going to see him this fall when the new version of watchOS rolls out with everything else. We don't know. Like I said, it's been reported that he's now in charge of Project Titan. So I'm sure there's a whole other bunch of like Kremlinology we can put on, you know, that like that's getting ready to roll out. So they need somebody who's comfortable being part of the event for the debut, you know, or whatever. Like, we can get into that.
Right.
You know, all that kind of stuff if we want to, but today's not the day for that. Now, we also know that, and like I said, that one's only reported, but we also noted, we also have Eddie Q, who got a new title, I believe, because he's now like SVP of services, I think.
Yeah,
Senior Vice President of Services. That's his new official title.
I believe it's either Vice President Services or Senior Vice President Services. I can't remember if Apple does the whole SVP thing or not.
They do.
Then he's probably SVP. I mean, it's Eddie Q.
Yeah. So he was the person who took over Apple Maps and Siri back in the day when we had the last wave of like high level executive shuffle. So he's now got a new title. So services puts him in charge of iTunes and Apple Music, iCloud, maybe Watch, because I think all the Watch revenue shows up under services, the Apple Bundle, TV Plus, like all of the service stuff. When they want to talk about it vaguely, you know, we get this. And also Maps, I believe, is still under his purview. So I think so it's kind of interesting to see how the landscape is changing at Apple. I'm not entirely convinced it has anything to do with going back to the office, but that's just me. Unless any of these people come out and say, like Netflix said, I never had to set foot in the office if I didn't want to, and that's why I moved, then I'll believe it. But until then,
right. Like
because of the shifting sand under that stance right now, I don't know how much faith I can put in somebody 100% saying that's why. But I want to back up to Maps for a minute. Because Maps is where you come in, Jeff Gamet. Because you were using Apple Maps while you were on a trip recently. And
that's your first mistake.
I will say you used it, but I will also say with varying degrees of success is kind of what it sounds like.
Right. Yes. And okay, so let me jump in with this whole thing by saying, you know, I live in an area that Apple Maps works in pretty well. I live in Boulder, Colorado, so the Denver Boulder Front Range area, and Maps is pretty reliable for that. But I recently did a trip where I went to see some family, and we were It was interesting. So I was in Minneapolis and then ultimately ended up in Land O'Lakes, Wisconsin.
Okay.
So I was in a good, well-established metropolitan area, of which would be Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the Mill District is awesome. If you go to Minneapolis, you have got to go and check out the Mill District. But anyhow, the point is maps. So it didn't handle directions that involved not being in a car. Excuse me. If you were not in a car, it did not handle those directions very well. For example, I needed to be on the train, the commuter train, for part of a route to somewhere. And where Apple Maps had me get off the train was actually about 2 miles from where I needed to get off the train. And it wanted me to walk through this industrial area. No, it wasn't. It was the old fort that's there. Fort Snell. Anyhow, there's a fort there in Minneapolis. Okay. And it wanted me to walk across that. And if I had actually done that, and I started walking and realized, problem. But had I actually done that, I would have gotten to a place where there was a big wall that I couldn't get over and would have had to turn around and walk back. But the bigger another problem that I was seeing related to businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And business information in Apple Maps is not what it is in Google Maps.
Correct.
Meaning that Google Maps is more up to date. It tends to be more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And this became a problem through the whole trip. And as I was dealing with that more and more and having to rely on Google Maps more and more, I realized that Apple has a serious problem here that they need to overcome if they want to be on the same playing field as Google Maps. And that's business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they need to have a way to make it easy for businesses to enter their information into the Google Maps platform.
Apple Maps.
And then manage that information. Google does that very well. I mean, they have it documented very well. They have tons of resources to help you with this.
Other than the fact that sometimes you have to wait on snail mail to get your business on Google Maps,
right,
works really well.
Right.
I've actually some experience with that since I used to own a couple brick and mortar locations.
Right, and but I that had, whole I had process. To get them on. Yeah, that whole process was well documented. So when you hit the part where you had to do the postcards, they could see the address and have all that process happen. You knew what to do and you knew what to expect. So if I threw a pop quiz at you and said, how do you update your business information in Apple Maps? Would you be able to tell me? Would you even know where to start?
Dude, I consider myself moderately proficient with technology. I could not even get my business listed on Apple Maps, either one of them.
See? Yeah. And this is a huge problem. And while people are complaining, I don't like the directions I'm getting from Apple Maps, or whatever they're complaining about with getting somewhere with Apple Maps, sure, that can be a problem in some areas. But the thing that I see really holding Apple back is the fact that that you just really don't have a good system for managing businesses.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because I'll tell you, if I'm in a new neighborhood and I want to find a good place to eat, don't tell me where all the McDonald's are.
Exactly.
There's already an app for that.
Yeah.
I want to know where the local flavor is. Mm-hmm. I want to know about the Jamaican place down the street from my apartment.
Yeah.
That Apple Maps just says, nope, it's not there, even though they've been there for darn near 25 years.
Well, and And the other piece of it, I think, is because Apple sort of farmed this out to Yelp. And so if you go search for a restaurant or whatever in Apple Maps, then if you want to get any information about it, it usually says like view details on Yelp, if that's if that's what you're looking for. And
Google Maps will hook back into that too if you want. But Google Maps doesn't rely on Yelp. They have their own infrastructure for managing businesses, and that actually becomes part of your search result ranking.
And if you add to that that you don't necessarily, like, if you're looking for some place that is not a place to eat, then your Yelp information may be slim to none, because some places that are not a restaurant or a coffee shop or whatever, some of those places simply aren't on Yelp. So if I'm looking for a place at the Oregon coast to zip line, which is a real thing, like, I may not be able to find that on Yelp. And so if I go search for zip lines, you know, while I'm in the place where I want to do it, I may or may not be able to actually find that place. And part of the problem is likely because you don't, like, there's not an easy way to do that in Apple Maps or to submit a change.
Right.
For anything. Like, I've tried to report places closed before that were shut, like in the before.
Yeah,
like, this place moved and it's not here anymore. And, well, initially I couldn't find it. And then when I did find it, like, it took more than a year for it to get updated to be a thing that said, yeah, we don't, this isn't here now. So, yeah. And in Yelp, it's immediate. Yelp is like, report, you know, report something about this business. Like, it's not here, or it's closed. It says it's open, but it's closed, you know, it's closed on Tuesdays, but their hours don't say that, or it's closed forever. And you can't see that either. So, yeah, that's part of what I think is frustrating about Apple Maps. First of all, is if you are not in a metropolitan area, you can have trouble, particularly with like a walking, if you want walking instructions. Because I know you've both run into that. You've both run into trouble with walking directions. If you're not in a car. Forget about it.
In my neighborhood, if I want to walk somewhere and I'm relying on Apple Maps, it hasn't been a 2 mile deviation yet, but like 4 or 5 blocks. Because a walking trail that Google Maps says, oh yeah, here it is. Apple Maps says, huh, no, there's just a gate there. Okay, let me show you a picture. There is no gate.
Yeah.
They pulled the gate down.
Yeah. So that's weird. And then like, aside from that, you know, if you have a business, you want to make sure it shows up on everybody's iPhone. That can be hard to do too, particularly if they're, you know, if information is incorrect or something and it's not a place to eat, then, you know, you could be in trouble. So, that's going to have to do it for us. If you have feedback on Apple Maps, if you want us to dig into this a little bit more, you are welcome to do so. You can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. I want to thank both Jeffs for being here today. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.
Party on, Kelly.